This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing more than nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you are getting involved and engaged. All right. So, as many of you know, I'm on a school board here in California. One of the larger school boards. Districts, I should say. And, you know, you're seeing what's happening across the country. You see all these, quote-unquote, Karens running around. And, you know, it's what we call them. I mean, whatever. And when they get up at the vote, notice that they're pounding away at anybody who wants to stick up for moral values, if you would. I can do better than that, but I'm just saying, moral values. Right? They're sticking up for kids that are going through, and you're finding out more and more that when you hear the detransitioners, what's actually going on? How much these kids are being hurt? And they stick up for people here in California. If you know the legislature, we have one senator in particular. He's got to be a pedophile and a sexual deviant. Has to be. Scott Wiener, he has a bill that he's introduced that would allow courts to take temporary jurisdiction of a child if they can't get the parent or a particular parent to affirm the gender and help them get the gender care they need. What that means, I don't know. In other words, if an 8-year-old decides that he is a she and wants the hormone blockers, wants the operation, wants to make the change, daddy's against it, mommy's for it, and it ends up in court, mommy gets custody. Mommy gets to make all the medical decisions. And what you're seeing happen more and more, you've got countries that are banning this kind of operation. You've got countries that are banning the blockers until people are actual adults, and then they can decide to do it on their own at that point, but not kids. Because you know what? They actually went to the science. They actually went to the numbers. They found out that many of these, well over 90% of these kids, when this plays out, go back to their original gender. A lot of these kids are looking for the affirmation, not so much from the sexual standpoint, but when they start going through this, there's so many people, teachers, educators, people in the community, other moms, that will step up and tell them how brave they are, how wonderful they are. And then notice that these groups are always putting down people, Christians, people of religion. Well, I was going to say religious people, but notice they don't never go after the Muslims, never. They put down people, religious people, period. So when you start, it is time for you to start fighting this stuff. If your community, you're in a small community, and you see these things happening at your school districts, get off your butt, stop complaining about what's not being done and being done, get off your butt, head down to the school board, and push back on those lunatics. You heard me, these lunatics. And the reason I call them that is, you know, you've got even here in my local world, you got people on the far left calling themselves, you know, it's really funny. They show the real ignorance of these people. They call themselves anti-fascists. Apparently, they've never looked up the word fascist. They really don't understand what the word fascist means. Right? They're calling people like Rob McCoy. Means sold-out men of Christ. Oh, and his flock. That they're so obsessed with luring people away from public schools to religious alternatives. Well, right, where else are you going to get solid moral values? School, public schools were never, ever, our founding fathers never meant our public schools to be teaching the kind of crud they're teaching now. And matter of fact, if you go back and you look at the fathers of public education, James Madison and such, these guys were all over this. The reason they wanted you to be able to read is so you would be able to understand the Bible, so you would have good moral values. But now we can't do that today. Right? They want to take over the public schools. It's about control. Now listen, this is how crazy this is. These anti-fascists, they're complaining that the right, Christian right, want to take over public schools. I mean, let that sink in for a second. Right? For them, they say it's always been about controlling people. Wow. Starting at a young age. Wow. Who runs the school systems? Yeah, the Democrats do. They always have. We've got kids that can't tell you what forms of government we have or what the branches of government we have. But they can tell you whether they think they're a boy or a girl. Okay? Seriously. And now this group is actually going around, or one of these groups, I should say, is going around saying that the, now I've been to the Faith and Freedom Coalition event, God, probably a dozen times. Talk more about this the other side of the break. This is really important. You have got to go to your school board meetings. You have got to push back on these people. They are hurting your children. Be back in a few.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always the, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, again, part of the solution. Isn't that what we want? Is that what we want you to be, right? All right. I know what I was on. I was on the kick of the Karens that show up at these school board meetings. Now, you got moms that show up at these meetings that may not be on the right, they're on the left, if you would, who truly from the heart believe, you know, what they're concerned about and want to voice their concerns, and that's great, that's wonderful. But you can always tell when they're ideological or when it's something that's been drilled into them by some program they saw, something on their side of the aisle that they're being given misinformation on. And one of the things that I dealt with this the other night, but I had some more, people had more questions, I'll put it that way. And people running around on the left, this is these Antifa wonderful people, and said at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which I've been to a dozen times, you know, Mike Rowe is there. So Mike Rowe, what's now he's a bad guy because he went to that? Because he's talking about how we should be teaching kids, you know, a carpentry, electrical, teaching them about all kinds of jobs. They don't all have to be doctors, lawyers, and engineers. One of the comments made, and they attributed to Hitler, which I think is hilarious. If you don't control education, you can't control the future. Stalin knew that. Now, this is coming from the director or the head of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Stalin knew it. Mao knew it. Hitler knew it. The Democrat Party knows it. Conservatives know it. All right? That's me saying it. But what the director said, if you don't control, his quote, if you don't control education, you can't control the future. Stalin knew that. Mao knew it. Hitler knew it. We have to get back to conservative values. Now, if you're on the left, no, that's devastating. You don't even know what to do with that. But Hitler was right. Stalin was right. Mao was right. Mussolini was right. If you get the kids, you get the future of the country. You see it happening here. You've been teaching kids for decades how bad and nasty this country is. And look at what you're getting. Look at what you've got. For decades, you've been teaching them, there's no absolutes. You're not a boy or a girl. You're whatever it is you want to be. And look at what you got today. I mean, seriously. You're feeding them all kinds of garbage in education that isn't true. Here in California, we used to be among the top five when it comes to education in the country. Now we're down to like 42nd, 45th. But they're doing it right. These kids don't know anything about, you know, how the government works. But I want to go back to this line about if you don't control education, you can't control. So what they're saying is that Hitler say that. Now, here's the thing. If you have two brain cells to rub together, honestly, if you want to be honest about it, I don't believe they do. And you look for this stuff. Hitler never made that comment, or he never quoted that. It wasn't his quote. Matter of fact, his quote, you ready for this one? They're going to make a few of them pass out. His quote was more along the lines of what Joe Biden just said. In one of Hitler's speeches, he says, the state must declare the child to be the most precious treasure of the people. As long as the government is perceived as working for the benefit of the children, the people will happily endure almost any curtailment of liberty, almost any deprivation. Hello? He also went on to say, give me your children and in 10 years, I will change society. Oh, he's got a whole bunch of these. And they're all about how the government needs to take over your children, in essence. Right? Seriously. So, again, they have to twist this to make it work for them. Next, the theory of the whole thing is true. Abraham Lincoln said it. Right? I mean, Reagan and these guys with two brain cells to rub together said, look at what they're teaching now in school is what you'll receive in the next generation of people. Look what we got. There's nothing new here. They just want to spin it to make it sound like Moms for Liberty love Hitler. It's a lie. It's a deceit. They do it on a regular basis. And it's time you conservatives stepped up and pushed back on them. I didn't say fight with them. Push back on them. I would simply ask them, why do you lie? Show me in history where he made that quote, number one. Number two is, show me where it's wrong. Where is it wrong? See, what scares them is the last line here. We have to get back the conservative values. In other words, we have to teach the realities of the Declaration, the realities of the Constitution, what our founding fathers really wanted for this country. We were successful. We were a strong, successful country. Family was intact. All the basic moralities were intact. And guess what? We were thriving. We were strong. Okay? And I've said this a million times before. I love the chat room. They're so smart over there. I've said this a million times, right? If you take God out of the equation, who do you answer to? Who's the ultimate authority? Who decides what the moral values are? The state. Democrats, they can't have you have a God. That doesn't work for them. Matter of fact, the gods that they do have in their churches are malleable. They're changeable. They're fluid. You know, they're not just gender fluid. They're God fluid. They're rule fluid. Whatever they decide for the moment is what works. Again, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels the left has given a guy like me, none of them are true. Not in the way they use them, anyway. My very first chapter is absolutes. Absolutely not. They can't have absolutes. Because if you have absolutes, the biggest scare for them is you have a right and wrong. Okay? I mean, you have rights and wrongs. And all of a sudden, you've got to say, see, this whole thing, my truth, my reality, this is what pushes this stuff. There are no guidelines. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's been a rough day for air travel with about 1,500 flight cancellations and over 3,000 delays. Patty Mancha with the TSA says it's important for travelers to check with their carrier before heading to the airport.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. Early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
United Airlines is being hit the hardest by delays. JetBlue Airways came in second, according to the tracking company FlightAware. The worst is in the Northeast. Several Amtrak cars have derailed after a collision with a vehicle near Los Angeles. Three cars came off the tracks after hitting a water truck that was sitting on the rails. The train had over 200 people inside, 15 of whom were taken to a hospital for minor injuries. The truck driver was transported to a trauma center. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the vehicle was on the tracks at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When the marimba river starts to play.
We are back. Show me your host. How we can play today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, HeatherToMyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. That's where you, Mike Lindell has made a way for us, some of us anyway, to make some money online. We usually don't get to do that. I mean, Twitter and others kind of keep us down, keep us from doing anything, right? And you know, so Mike has made it so you get a product. You don't have to just donate to us. Okay, you get something of value, not that I'm not of value, but you'll get something of value. So head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off. All right? And some are buy one, get one free. And Mike's got some great product, makes the product here in America. You keep people here working. You keep people in their homes. I mean, I go through this with you guys all the time. Stop shopping at those places. They hate you. You know, you got Target, right? I mean, seriously. Why do you go there? Not only the Chinese products, the Chinese hate you. They hate you. I don't care. They give their money to organizations that you can't stand, that you don't like, and that you would never give your money to, but yet you go into Target, you give them money, you know where it's going. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Save you a boatload of money. You get great product. And Mike, you know what? I don't talk about stuff I don't own. I have the pillows, the pillowcases, the slippers, sheets. They're great, by the way. You know, you don't hear a man talk that often about sheets, but the sheets are great. Sheets and towels. And he's right about the towels. His latest AdWord says you can line a pool with the other towels you buy. He's right. Anyway. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Make everybody happy. All right, back at it again. You know, these Antifa groups, and I'm not afraid of them. You saw what happened the other day in Glendale, California, some other places around the country. You have to take these schools back. I'm not saying you get violent by any stretch of the imagination, but you don't let them get in your way either. Because they love to lie. Right, you've got these Antifa groups that are lying on, like, for Moms for Liberty, for instance, saying that they quoted Hitler, or Ryan Helfenbein quoted Hitler by mistake, right, in that Faith and Freedom Coalition. Now, it's all over Twitter, it's all over the internet, so you can't miss it if you go looking for it. And I'm saying this is what they do. They love to twist things around. The context of the comment was right on. You get the education system, you have the kids, you have the country. You shape society that way. I'm sorry, what am I missing? Mao knew it, Stalin knew it, Hitler knew it. It was a factual comment, and it's true. The part that sent shivers up their spines was when the speaker said, we have to get back to conservative values. They've been doing it for decades. We've been sitting back fat, dumb, and happy, thinking that our education system was working for us. Now look, there's many, many, many wonderful and great teachers out there. They just want to teach. They want to teach properly. They want to teach reality. They don't want to get involved in all this political garbage, and they get sucked into it. I've talked with some of them. But you know what? You've got to get in there and help them. You've got to get in there. I know. I've been on this for quite some time now. It's because it's becoming worse. I need to see more of us showing up. In Glendale, California, you had Armenian Christian men show up to stick up for those kids. Now, I'm not saying the women weren't inside or the women weren't there, but I'm saying we don't see men do that often. Start doing it across the country. Start showing up. Stick up for those kids that you produced or that you helped produce, that you're responsible for. And as Christians, you're even more responsible for them. You're being called to it. You know, I just find this amazing. Don't let them get away with this stuff. Shove it back in their faces. Look what we're finding out now. How bad the government has been. You've got teachers telling kids to hide it. Don't tell your parents. You've got California legislators here passing laws where schools can't tell parents what's going on with their kids in school. Are we for real? So what are we, with the baby producing devices and they get to take it from there? No. No. Look at what they have been systematically doing. They've been screwing up education, right? Indoctrinating your kids into believing there is no male, there is no female, there's no such thing as family. Your mom and dad are nothing more than, what do they call them? Care providers or something along that? Oh, caregivers. Yeah, thank you. Not mom and dad. No, I can't have gender words like that. They're just caregivers. The people that are really important are your teachers. Right? They're the ones you should be telling to. They're the ones you should be talking to. They're the ones you should trust the most. I'm sorry. I love some of the teachers. I believe they're in it for the right reason. But no, you don't give anybody but your parents that kind of trust. And you're going to throw up these issues where certain parents have done things to their kids. You notice they never talk about the same-sex parents that have done stuff to their kids. Never. You can't talk about it. Am I saying that runs rampant in the gay community? No. I'm saying it's there, and they never talk about it. They'll only talk about it if it's a heterosexual couple. Seriously. I mean, look. I talked about that California State Senator earlier, Scott Wiener. He's a deviant. There's no question about it. He's pushing a book called Don't Tell Mom or Dad. And it has to do with exactly what I told you about. It has to do with the transgender community. Now you wonder why we don't trust you. I mean, the government's great. Look, when you think about all the things that were going down, just take, again, yeah, I'm going to go back to Trump's dossier. Okay? Obama knew, Clinton knew, Biden knew, Comey knew, Brennan knew, McCabe knew, Strzok knew, Clapper knew, Rosenstein knew, the FBI knew, the DOJ knew, the CIA knew, the state knew. They all knew that Donald Trump was innocent in that dossier. And yet they still smeared and spied on him. You know, I used to say that the presidency of Barack Obama was going to be, at some point in time, was going to be shown or shown to be the worst scandal in American history. Oh, no. I was so wrong. It's going to be Joe Biden. When we find out how he screwed the American people, with the help of the DOJ and the FBI and so forth, with the deep state, the underlying stuff that's going on, I got news for you. You're going to be floored. Many aren't going to believe it. Well, many on the left aren't going to believe it. But you're going to be floored. Okay, a little break for a little levity. I know I've been pretty heavy, right? All right. I've decided that I'm going to, for now on, I am going to eat whatever I want. I saw a list of inventors. You know, health inventors. Yeah, they didn't fare so well. The inventor of the treadmill died at 54. The inventor of, you know, gymnastic equipment, a lot of gymnastic equipment, died at 57. A world bodybuilding champion died at 41. One of the best soccer players in the world. Maradona died at 60. And then we've got the guys that you look at and laugh. KFC inventor, right, the Colonel, died at 94. Right, didn't really become successful until later on in life. The inventor of Nutella died at 88. The inventor of Hennessy, I'm not a drinker, but he died at 98. Now, how do doctors with two brain cells to rub together, how did they come to the conclusion that exercise prolongs life? Right? I just got to ask. Anyway, oh, that's funny. Somebody just said, the rabbit is always jumping around, but it only lives for about 2 years. Turtles that really don't exercise at all and barely move around, they live to be 200 years old. Okay, that's funny. Anyway, you've got to have a little lightheartedness, right? I can't keep doing these stories the way I'm doing them and keep smiling. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Recent report shows that there are more illegals than Americans in New York City. Let's talk about it. Be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Board. coming next, Rod.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Yep. Anyway, when we went to break, I was talking about New York City officials now making it official, announcing that there are now more illegals. Now, listen carefully. There are now more illegals than there are homeless. Oh, actually, than there are homeless Americans. Let me be specific. In the city shelter system. So they are now spending money, more money, on these illegals than they are on helping our people out. Helping veterans and others that are sleeping in the streets. Americans sleeping in the streets. Here in the U.S., right? Over 100,000 people use the shelters. More than 50,000 are illegals. During a briefing on Wednesday, Deputy Mayor of Health and Human Services Ann Williams Esom said that the number of migrants flooding the system is unsustainable. Oh, come on. That can't be true, right? What am I missing here? Didn't all these mayors and Democrat governors, didn't they always say that Texas and Arizona should just suck it up and make it happen? Remember that? And now they're saying it's unsustainable. So we're supposed to believe them, but we couldn't believe the Texas people when they were saying it was unsustainable, right? She went on to say, we've reached the tipping point. We now have more asylum seekers in our care than longtime New Yorkers. Wow. This is a crisis, a humanitarian crisis of biblical proportions. Okay. But it wasn't down in Texas, right? The city's so overwhelmed that she's calling for federal financial aid and assistance to handle the influx. Now, don't ask for that, because they'll send you the troops from the border up to help you out. Then we'll really be in trouble, right? I mean, I don't know. See, California, we should take the money from them, build a bullet train from Texas to New York, Texas to Chicago, all these states that were complaining before about the other states that wouldn't take the illegals, let's just send them there. They got such a big heart, right? Deputy Mayor of Health and Human Services said that since the spring of 2020, over 81,000 migrants seeking asylum have entered New York City intake system. Additional 2,500 entered the system just last week. Oh. Local news source reports that over the course of the crisis, the city has had to open up over 175 sites to support the illegals coming in. Oh. See, but I thought it's not a problem. No issue. We've got what we need, right? To make it happen? Not an issue? It's just so in your face asinine. All right, back to kind of what I was talking about before. I'm talking about the Karens showing up at the schools. A couple of them, as I've noticed too, they don't pledge allegiance to the flag. Now, that's their right, believe it or not, whether you want to hear it or not. That's their right to do that. But you ever notice how they come off as so well informed, well educated? Do they not understand, especially as women? I'll get email for that one. If they were in another country, refusing to give that country honor, they could be shot. They could be jailed. They could be physically abused. Who's the women's basketball player, right? She came back from Russia. What's she doing now? She's off her knee. She's standing up. She's got a hand over her heart. She has a more appreciation. Maybe that's what we need to do with a group of these people. We need to start busing them out to places like, you know, Russia and Iran. Places like that. Let's see how it works out for you. You take the same idea. What do you think? A professor admits that the American flag makes him anxious during Flag Day celebrations. You know, seriously, I find this amazing. These people are professors. They've been to school, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. You know, the reason they can say what they can say is because of that flag. The reason they have their freedoms, at least up until now, the reason they can say the things they say is because of what that flag represents. The reason they were able to become teachers and professors and choose the career that they wanted is because of what that flag represents. Okay? Again, they're afraid of patriotism, because patriotism quickly turns into nationalism. It's not true. He's concerned about the flag waving country love. That kind of attitude scares him, which is hilarious. Now, he plays the race card by saying, for a non-white person, the American flag represents exclusion. Really? How do you figure? Do you have American citizenship? That's inclusion. Are you blaming the people? This is what they do with the gun, too. They're blaming individuals who are racist. They're blaming individuals that have said nasty things or done nasty things to them for how the whole country feels or what the flag stands for. The same thing with guns. They're blaming the gun for the shooting of people. It's not the gun that does it. It's amazing to me. It's all about education. We have dumbed these kids. We have dumbed these adults. We have dumbed these people down so much. And, you know, it's funny. Nancy Pelosi wants to put in term limits for Supreme Court judges, but not for Congress. The most corrupt, you know, organization on the planet at this point. And yet, no, not for them. And you know what they'll tell you? We have term limits. It's called elections. Right. When you control the election, it's kind of hard to say that. But anyway, back to the judges. Judges are not appointed for life. This is why I say, these people, they pledge to uphold the Constitution. And they don't even know what it says. Look, Patriot Academy has a Constitution class that's 10 hours long. All right? I think that every one of those people should have to take that class. No, really, seriously. I think they can't get on a committee. They can't have any power or any kind of authority unless they take the class. Now, they'll tell you they know all about the Constitution, but they don't. They really don't. Because Supreme Court judges, they can be removed for bad behavior. And the bad behavior is very ambiguous. It's very broad. Drunk in public. We almost had a Supreme Court justice removed for being drunk in public. But that was in the days when actually we had moral values as a country. Right? I mean, when you look at the Constitution, you know the line. The Constitution was put together for what? A religious and moral people. Are we there? We're gone, aren't we? No, really. Grant Silva, a philosophy professor at Marquette University, says that the excessive imagery of the American flag makes him feel anxious. He's a specialist in Latin American philosophy. Political philosophy. Well, there you go. Okay. Philosophy, period. He's done, right? Philosophy of race and ethnicity. He recently spoke with a local Milwaukee-based NPR affiliate on a Flag Day interview. He said, God bless. I also get a little bit anxious around the excessive imagery of the flag, in part because of my experience. Patriotism quickly slips into nationalism. Okay. I haven't seen that. Look, I grew up in an area of Boston, look it up, because, you know, a lot of people don't believe me. In the 60s and 70s, I grew up in the north end of Boston. All right? And yeah, it's exactly what it sounds. One block from the wharf. From the wharfs. All right? Where the boats, not when I was a kid now, but earlier, the boats used to come in with all kinds of supplies from Europe and other places, and they would unload. Those were warehouses. The apartment I grew up in was actually a warehouse at one time that was converted into an apartment. An apartment building, I should say. You know, the stench in the summer. But let me tell you what. Those people came to this country for a better life. Some of them were from southern Italy. Some of them were from Sicily. Sicily, or Sicilians, are considered black Italians. All right? And again, some of you people don't know that. You don't really care. It's not a big deal. But my point is that here you had these people. Oh, my God. People were waving American flags. Should they have hid somewhere because they're afraid? No, that American flag meant a lot to them. The freedoms that they had, that some of those people came here, like this professor, I don't know his background. Right? Oh, no, I do now. All right? I mean, feel bad. Look at it. He says that as a Mexican-American, his discomfort with the American flag stems from his childhood when he allegedly saw stickers portraying a target on a group of people crossing a border. Okay. So you have idiots everywhere. Do we stop all the idiots? Do you have PTSD every time you see something you're not comfortable with? That's ridiculous. We need to start teaching our people, start teaching our kids to be stronger, mentally stronger. So I'm going to see your host, a little homage to Xander Gibbon when we return. Be back in a few minutes.
All states.